Hi, if you're watching this, then you've probably read our blog post on analyzer tutorials, and you're here to begin starting with making your own analyzer. So thanks so much for reading our blog and trying our tutorial out. So the first thing you're going to do is open up an instance of Visual Studio, like I have open here, and then go to New Project, and then when prompted, so it'll open up the templates. Then when prompted, you'll want to choose Analyzer Tutorial Template. We'll go ahead and name it Tutorial 3. And once it opens, you'll see that the first thing that will appear is our readme.txt. And this is the same thing that can be found on our GitHub site. It's just placed here for your convenience. And then you'll also see we have an if syntax tree diagram. And I recommend you look at that back and forth on and off throughout the tutorial. And then the first thing you'll notice if you go here is our diagnostic analyzer file. And this is actually where we'll be doing the majority of the tutorial. And the first thing you'll need to do with this file is build it. So we'll go up here to build the solution. And it's totally okay if that build takes some time. Don't be alarmed. But now you'll see all those annoying red squiggles are gone, and we have the one that we actually want to see. So the first squiggle that we see is that our tutorial should have a diagnostic ID. So we'll go ahead and pull up the fix and apply the fix. And that'll insert our first diagnostic ID. Each analyzer needs an ID to uniquely separate it from other analyzers. So then after that, you'll see we have another issue here. And now we have to add a diagnostic descriptor rule. So again, each ID is going to go along with one diagnostic descriptor, which is the diagnostic that will be sent out. So we will change the ID to the above ID, spacing rule ID, and then we'll also change the title, and this should be just some generic if spacing diagnostic, something to separate it from other diagnostics. We'll also enter in a message that will be displayed, so we'll say something like incorrect if spacing, and then we'll put a category in for our diagnostic, so we'll say formatting. All right, and then the next thing that we have here is a diagnostic severity. There's four different diagnostic severities you can have: warning, hidden, error info. Error means that there's something actually wrong with your program, and it won't compile if you don't fix it. Warning means that you probably shouldn't do that, but your program will still compile even if you don't change that. Hidden means that you can't see it. It's going to be hidden from the user, and then warning or info is just like a general piece of knowledge. So we'll go ahead and make this a warning, because that is the way we want this tutorial to be run. And then the next thing you'll see is that we need to set the isEnabled by default parameter to true. So this will make it so that your error diagnostic is turned on for anyone who runs your analyzer. So the next thing is going to be down in this supported diagnostics property, and it does. We do need to fix the get accessor to make sure that we're returning an immutable array, and this immutable array should contain all of the possible diagnostics that your analyzer will support. So the next step is down here in initialize, and initialize is basically where all of the actions that will be registered on certain nodes are registered. So for instance, for this tutorial, we're analyzing an if statement, and so every time we run across an if statement, a syntax node action is called to be performed. So that's what we'll go ahead and input here. So we register a syntax node action, and every time we see a syntax node of type if statement, we're going to call this function analyzeIfStatement, and that's where the majority of our diagnostic analysis will be done. So the first thing we need to do in this section is extract the if statement node from our context. So this will take that node that contains the if statement and pull it out so we'll be able to use it and analyze it. And the next step after that is we're going to need to extract the if keyword syntax token from that if statement node. So make sure that we're analyzing the right thing. And one fun thing that we can do here is if I change this if keyword, so first I'll show you the potential fix for this diagnostic uses if keyword right here. But if I change that variable to say analyzer subject, let's say, We have a handy dandy thing where it will also recognize that within the code fix. So now the code fix makes sure that, you know, uses that same variable title, which is a very cool thing. So the first thing we do is check to make sure our if keyword has trailing trivia, and if it does, we continue with the analysis. We want to check and see how much trailing trivia if it has. If it has less than one piece of, more than one or less than one piece of trailing trivia, we know it doesn't have that single if space. Then we're going to extract that first trailing trivia. So we're getting, if it only has one, we're getting that trailing trivia to see if it is in fact a single space. And then, so again, the next step will be if we're going to check the kind. We're checking to make sure it's a white space trivia, which would be one single space. So the next thing we'll do is actually check the way it looks, the white space trivia, what it actually looks like. And we're going to say, you know, if that's right, sweet, there's not a problem with our if statement, and we'll go ahead and just return from this function. We don't actually need to report a diagnostic for this certain node. Now, unfortunately, we also have to account for the case where there is a problem and we have to do something. So this is where we create and report the diagnostics. So the first thing we're going to want to do is grab the open parentheses of that if statement condition, and this is where we'll go ahead and start the diagnostic. This is going to be where the little red squiggle appears. And next we're going to grab the diagnostic span. So this will tell us the length of where our squiggle is going to appear. It's going to go from our open parent token all the way to the end of all the way to the end of that if statement. So again, we're gonna go ahead and do the end of that diagnostic span, and this will be where that open parenthesis starts. So it's gonna go ahead and squiggle all the way from the start of that if statement to the start of that open parenthesis. All right, so the next thing we're gonna need to do is actually create the span. And this is a little confusing because the start diagnostic span and end diagnostic span variables are just integers representing values, whereas this actual span is gonna be the actual span in the syntax tree of where it's going to appear. And then that location will be that that location in the syntax tree. So we'll go ahead and create that variable as well. And then the next thing we'll do is create the diagnostic. And the diagnostic is going to need to know what rule we're reporting, which will be our spacing rule that we created earlier. And then it will also need a location, which is going to be where the red squiggle appears in your code or in your user's code. All right, and then the last thing we need to do is report the diagnostic to our context. So basically saying there's an issue and we need to fix it. And then that'll be that. So congratulations, you've written your first tutorial, analyzer tutorial. Thanks so much.